got to head down the phone lines before we get to Alexa. Because don't forget, this week it's the FFA State Convention going on down in Madison at the Alliant Energy Center. And I've got some of the Adams Friendship FFA members on the phone. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
Oh, wow. They're all talking at once. Oh, my goodness. How did that happen? But I have on the phone, we've got, Ty Splinter is with us. We've got Jordan Smith. And we have Emma Hamilton, and you guys, the it really starts today, but you've been down there since yesterday because there were some pre-convention activities going on, right?
Yep.
And Ty, tell me a little bit about what they were doing yesterday.
Yesterday we had reflections, and it was basically like a little starter to state convention, and we learned about some past events, and we learned that you should leave a legacy.
And that way you get yourselves in the right frame of mind for what you got coming up for the rest of the week by doing a little bit of pause and thinking about what you guys are there and what your purpose is, right?
Yep.
Exactly. And who else is there with you?
This is Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. What you got going on?
So Emma and I are the delegates this year, so that means that we get to help pick the new state officer team for next year. So we have different trainings and different meetings and sessions that we have to go to throughout the week to see who our candidates are and who we want to vote for the state officer team for the upcoming year.
Is there anybody that you know that's running for to be one of the board members or?
Well, we have a friend from a different chapter. His name is Brandon Jones, so he's running this year, so we think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. What about either of you guys? Are you guys going to try for a place, or?
No.
No?
Not this year, definitely.
Yeah, go for it. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, so, yeah. and then Emma, what have you been working on?
Today I have an interview for our Food for America application. So we filled that out this spring, and it's about all of the activities that we do with students 4K through 7th grade. So today, Ty and I are going to go in and interview and talk with a set of judges about the different things we do for our chapter and how we try and teach ag throughout the year.
And you not only teach it not amongst yourself, but you try to incorporate the whole school district in some of the things that the FFA does, right?
Yep, we reach the entire district throughout each school year.
And it's a great group and a great organization. It's cool that you're taking a little time out of your summer vacation to go down and do this at the state convention. It's pretty neat, huh?
Yes, it is, and it's definitely a blast down here.
And are you guys getting a chance to break away and do any fun things as well?
Tonight we are going to a Chris Cruzy concert. So he was on The Voice a year or so ago.
Yeah, and he's a really nice guy. I've met him a couple of times, and if you get the chance, tell him hi from us here at Wisconsin 106.
We definitely will.
All right, and you guys have a good time down there in Madison, but don't party it up too much, all right?
All right, thank you.
And we're going to have some more guys on the phone with us tomorrow as well, right?
Yep, each morning someone will call.
All right, great. You guys have a good time. Send our best wishes down to the capital city, and we will talk to you all again later.
All right, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for taking some time out, all right?
All right.
Okay, there you go. That's Ty and Jordan and Emma from the Adams Friendship FFA giving us a little heads up on what they've got going on down in Madison at the state FFA convention. We'll have guys calling in tomorrow morning and the next morning. And I think the morning after, too, if I remember correctly.